return to Jack's Garage, an exclusive look inside Roush Fenway Racing on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio's Dialed In with Claire B. Lang. Now, here's Claire B. Lang.
Everything. Roush Fenway Racing, and of course, Jack Roush is the leader of the gang, but I have an inside line to him, and his drivers will be racing this weekend in the Xfinity Series, and really thank also Steve Newmark, the president of Roush Fenway, for giving us a unique perspective on the announcement today about Matt Kenseth adding some races to what he's going to do at Roush Fenway Racing. Okay, let's bring back Ty Majeski, and he's driving the number 60 Ford Mustang. His crew chief will be Mike Kelly this weekend, and it's a place that he's been before. He says they won't waste time in practice getting to know the track because he's happy to be going back to a place he's been before. So hopefully the weekend will start off on a better foot. Ty, how are you looking at starting it out in Iowa? How are you? And thanks for coming on and surprising Ryan Reed with that little comment. And I appreciate you being on.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you guys for having me. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Iowa. Like you said, it's a place I've been to. I know what to expect going in. We had two races there last year. Both races, I felt like we were okay. I felt like the second race went a lot better than the first race. Felt like we ran, on the backside of the top 10 and was looking for a top 10 run and just some late race restarts and got caught up in an accident there at the end. But, I'm just excited to get there. Mike Kelly has had great success there in the past. I know we're looking at old notes and going back to some stuff that he did and had success with there with Ricky Stenhouse and Trevor Bayne in the past. And I'm really optimistic and looking forward to turn around the 60s luck this weekend and giving it a good run.
You know, Jack, as we said, we got to Jack. I told you I had an inside line. He really believes in you. How hard is it to make your mark as you go to tracks like Iowa and you're like, you want to show everybody, all of our listeners and Jack, what you can do?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a great opportunity. And, I thank Ford Performance and Jack for giving me the opportunity to just to be able to showcase my talents. And, you know, I'm a short track racer from Wisconsin and getting a shot. And there's no one I'd rather be with than Jack Roush. He's been an icon of the sport for years, a Hall of Famer now this year. And I was very glad to be a part of that as well. And, I'm just looking forward to a good run. We've had opportunities in the past, you know, earlier in the year, we had some really good runs. Bristol, I thought we had a top 10 contending car. Dover, we had a top 10 contending car. We're battling mostly in the top 15 at Charlotte. Man, we just haven't had the luck to go with it. We got caught up in some incidences, some not our fault at all. And it's been a tough start to the year, but there's no place I'd rather be going to Iowa to turn it around.
Well, after Iowa, you're going to go to Kentucky, Road America, Richmond, Charlotte, Kansas, Texas, Phoenix. So you got some other races, but you know where I'm broadcasting from, and I know you're going to jump right in here with me. I am home in Wisconsin. I am down on State Street. I'm really at the square right by the Capitol at ESPN Madison, and I am down here broadcasting just for tonight, and I have the week off, but they arranged for a studio so I could be home and still have this show tonight. I'm at 100.5 ESPN Madison, and I had to have you on tonight as well because you're from Wisconsin. They're talking about all kinds of Wisconsin sports here, and we're having a good time, and you're invited in. So what have been your experiences racing in Wisconsin or just being around the state?
I love Wisconsin. It's so nice up there. Just that the Madison area is very nice, and I grew up in the Green Bay area, and I had the privilege of going to school at UW-Madison for a few years, and it's just a really nice area. It'll always be home to me. A lot of people don't know this, but it's kind of a honey hole for short track racing up there. You have magnitudes of short tracks, dirt tracks, and asphalt tracks. If you centralize yourself in the state and you put maybe, say, a 180-mile radius around the center of the state, there's probably 12 asphalt short tracks up there that you can go to and race on a weekly basis. And I don't know that there's any other part of the country that could say that. So, to have grown up there racing, is something I'll hold with me for the rest of my life for sure. It's shaped me into the racer I am today, and hopefully that pays dividends moving forward in my NASCAR career.
What was your favorite short track in Wisconsin? I mean, Slinger, there's a list of them, really good ones.
Yeah, Slinger's cool just because of the high banking, and it's really fast, and it's got a lot of history. But I think my favorite short track is in Kekana, Wisconsin, Wisconsin International Raceway. Man, that place has a lot of character. It's a D-shaped oval, and it's rough, flat. When I say rough, it is rough. I mean, there's a launch pad off of turn four. So, as a driver, that's what you like there. You like a lot of character and different obstacles to navigate around. And it's definitely a driver's track. And that's one thing I definitely like about it.
Since I haven't talked to you much since Matt Kenseth came back, today they announced he would do more races for Roush Fenway Racing, and that was a big part of the announcement that he's going to pilot the number 6 in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series for 10 more races in 2018. And, you know, he's from Wisconsin, too, so I wonder kind of what association you've had with him, what you think about him being at Roush Fenway, and how much you've gotten to talk to him over your career.
Yeah, first of all, I think it's a very beneficial thing to have Matt back at Roush Fenway Racing. Obviously, he's been one of the premier drivers in the sport for many, many years now, and I looked up to him as a kid growing up racing, and now to be on the same team with him is an honor and a very good opportunity for myself to lean on him and make myself better. I've raced Matt a few times. He comes up every once in a while to race Slinger Nationals, so I've gotten the chance to race him a handful of times, and man, the guy's good. So like I said, I've been able to lean on him a little bit since he's come back to Roush Fenway Racing. I think Dover, he helped me out a lot just figuring out what I need in the car to be good in the race. That track changes so much with the rubber buildup and then how it picks up under yellow. He really helped me understand the basics of Dover and racing on concrete. So that definitely played dividends when we went there on race weekend.
When he comes home to race and you race him or you have raced him, and when that happens, right, and you said, man, the man's good, we know that. But racer to racer, what does he do or what does he have that you see when you race him at these short tracks?
I think the biggest thing for me is he's got a very good mechanical understanding of the race car. So he understands what adjustments to make, when to make them, and he understands what his car needs to feel like on lap 5 or 10 of a run to be good on lap 200 of in the race. So that's something that I look up to, and I've really tried to wrap my head around the mechanics of the race car and understanding what the race car needs to feel like and understanding the adjustments and having a really close relationship with my crew chief and engineer and really trying to help understand, because at the end of the day, I'm the one driving the car. They can only go off of what I say because I'm actually driving the car. They can't stand in the corner on a mile and a half and see what's happening. So they have to rely on the driver. And as a driver, I've been trying to better myself at being able to give good feedback and understand the adjustments that the engineers and crew chiefs are making. So it'll pay dividends out on the racetrack.
Well, I'm going to let you go, but what are your big stomping grounds here and in and around the area? I ate at a very good taco place today that actually one of our listeners told me. They said, you know, you have got to try this out. It's the best place ever. And so I did go there today. Tubbs Tacos, have you ever been there?
I have not been there. I've heard of it, though.
It's good. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 15. I'm just telling you, when you get back to town, you got to go there, right?
I will definitely have to try it next time I go to Madison. That's for sure.
What are your favorite stomping grounds in and around the state when you go to these short tracks or when you have been there?
Oh, man. To eat?
Anything. Yeah. Where you hang out.
Camp Randall is cool. If anyone ever gets a chance to go to a Wisconsin Badger game, it is a great, it's just a great atmosphere. It's exciting and fun to go to. That's one of my favorite things to do when I was on campus there.
Very cool. Hey, thanks for coming on tonight. Good luck in Iowa, and appreciate you taking the time, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, Claire. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.